Well, 2 weeks of fraught international negotiations on climate change have ended with mixed outcomes and mixed emotions. The COP26 talks in Glasgow secured a pact that made significant improvements on the Paris Agreement, but they also fell short of what's needed to keep global warming to the still dangerous 1.5 degrees, with last-minute manoeuvring dashing hopes of a stronger outcome. For Australia, the Glasgow Pact will require another examination of this country's emissions reduction plans next year. But with the ink barely dry on an agreement Australia signed on to, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison turned around and ruled that out, instead spruiking the long-term future of the coal sector. Well, our political reporter Melissa Clark joins us from Parliament House in Canberra. Mel, let's start with the outcome of Glasgow. It was drama at the last minute, wasn't it? And deep disappointment to the at-risk small island states. Just talk us through the outcome.
One of the most difficult points of this negotiation was a reference in the final text to phasing out coal and fossil fuels. And look, it was notable because this is the first time that references to those things have made it through to the final text. So in that sense, there was a breakthrough. Specifically, the reference is to accelerating efforts to phase down the use of coal and fossil fuels. This was changed in the final minutes of extended negotiations by China and India, and also accepted by the US and EU, from phase out. So it was a weakening. Now, the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has made it clear that he doesn't think that that has, on the whole, weakened the final outcome of Glasgow too much. He still thinks it's a strong outcome. Here he is.
And marking the beginning of the end for coal power. It is beyond question that Glasgow has sounded the death knell for coal power.
Mel, the death knell for coal, according to Boris Johnson. Is that how Australia sees it as well?
It's certainly not how Scott Morrison sees it. When the Prime Minister was asked if the Glasgow Pact did sound the death knell for coal, he said, no, I don't believe it did. And he said workers in the coal industry could expect to keep doing so for decades yet. The Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce, went even further than that. He made a point today of travelling to the Hunter Valley in New South Wales, a major coal-producing region, and standing in front of a coal-laden train on its way for export, and he dismissed the idea that coal is on the way out.
I can tell you what's happening now. You've got record prices and record volumes. So if the world's buying it, there's a market for it. And if they say the world's transitioning away from it, well, you'll see that at the Port of Newcastle. You'll see that at the Port of Gladstone, but it's not happening. And you're lucky it's not, because, see, if it did, you'd be looking for money.
So, Mel, back to the agreement in Glasgow. The final pact also asks countries to revisit their 2030 targets next year, but the federal government is already rejecting that.
This is quite an interesting development. So the Glasgow pact refers to two things. Firstly, it urges those without new plans to come up with new ones by 2022. Now, from the federal government's perspective, they say Australia's already updated its nationally determined contribution because it's committed to the 2050 net zero emissions target. But the pact also requests that all countries raise climate targets to be in line with limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees by next year. And this is what Australia would be required to do. But despite the fact that Australia agreed to this pact at the conference, the federal government has already made it clear it won't be changing the 2030 target. Here's Scott Morrison.
Well, all that happened at COP26 was all countries noted a request to revisit these things. But I've been very clear about what our target is and that we will meet and beat it.
Scott Morrison there, he's referring to having already reached the 20% of the 26 to 28% and the projection that they'll get to 30 or 35%. But the Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce was even blunter, as he is wont to do. He said that the government is not going to start changing its targets for 2030 because we've still got to earn a buck, is how we put it.
So, Mel, overall, there were important agreements in Glasgow. I mean, we saw that US-China agreement, a lot of work to do, but they're going to work together. We saw deals on forests and methane, but then this layer of disappointment. What does it mean for actually curbing global warming?
Look, there were definitely some bright spots in this agreement, but overall what we've really seen is the bare minimum offered to keep that 1.5 degree limit on global warming just within reach, but still beyond grasp. So yet again, we're in a situation where we will be waiting for the next meeting and the next global talks to make those commitments concrete. So it does feel a little bit like deja vu.
Political reporter Melissa Clark there.